A half dozen students enrolled in the Clinton School of Public Service in Little Rock have collaborated with the Arkansas Electric Cooperative Corporation to produce an oral history documentary on rural electrification in Arkansas. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the project brought together young college students with elder rural residents who were reflecting back on life before electricity.
We would do our homework and buy a lamp.
I know some people probably had 10 or 15 little lamps, kerosene lamps.
Nearly 50 rural Arkansans who were interviewed by a team of college students enrolled at the Clinton School of Public Service discussed the hardships of living without electricity.
We didn't think anything about it because I was born there, raised up on the farm. And
everybody was poor and we didn't know we was poor.
Well, my nearest neighbor was about a mile away.
Law student Amy Wilcox Alexander, who graduated from the Clinton School of Public Service last spring, spoke for the team, Paxton Richardson, Fiona O'Leary Sloan, Emily Smith, and Josh Snyder.
I'm primarily interested in agriculture and rural policy, which is why I chose to do this project.
Alexander also grew up in rural Scott County, south of Fort Smith, and one day hopes to return home to practice law.
The Clinton School they focus a lot on field service education, so we have a lot of similar components of graduate school education as other graduate programs, like research methods, program planning, that sort of content and curriculum. But we have a lot of field service experience, and that's a big part of our program. And so this project was actually served as my practicum project for the Clinton School, which is where graduate students work in teams with an Arkansas business or nonprofit that's working in Arkansas communities. And I wanted to work in economic development in rural communities in Arkansas. And so the electric cooperatives were kind of a perfect fit for me. And I was able to work with Lori Burroughs, who is general counsel there.
Burroughs first conceptualized the project in 2016, which is titled Empowered, the Oral History of Rural Electrification in Arkansas, and she pitched it to the Clinton School.
Then the students began school in that fall in 2016, and then they, through the first semester of their, what have been their first year in pursuit of their Master's of Public Service degrees, we set about branding the program, as we talked about, calling it the Empowered Project, deciding the types of questions we were going to ask. We came up with a schedule of traveling all over the state to visit all 17 of our members and preparing release forms, all the various things we need in order to scope an oral history project. So we spent the whole fall of 2016 doing that. Then we spent the whole spring of 2017 actually capturing interviews and traveling all over the state, everywhere from people's homes to co-op offices to even one of them was in a nursing home. So we went all over the state capturing those. And so the students, I worked with the students the whole time through the fall and like the spring. And then we have even, since the students concluded and they recorded all of the interviews, one or the other of them conducted the actual interviews. And then we have taken the project since they moved on and they've all graduated now from the Clinton School. But we've taken that and then refined that 18 hours of videographic evidence and information into vignettes.
Some of which can be seen on Vimeo and YouTube until the project is completely finished and archived. Burroughs says the critical history of cooperatives in the U.S. is not well known.
The history and genesis behind electric cooperatives was in the early 1900s, turn of the century, and even into the 1920s and 30s. While urban areas were being electrified, the rural areas were still, generally speaking, not electrified. And the challenge in serving in rural areas, serving electricity, is a customer density one, meaning there are fewer people per mile of line to serve. And so the cost is a lot higher to serve in rural areas. So in 1936, Franklin Delano Roosevelt passed the Rural Electrification Act by executive order, which established a government program where there were loans made to individual people, not utility executives or not utility personnel, just farmers, preachers, teachers, and people in local rural communities to establish their own electric companies. And those became the electric cooperatives. and they're across the country. There are about 900, more than 900 electric cooperatives in the United States. There are 17 in Arkansas who provide power to about more than a million people in the state of Arkansas, a third of the state's population. We cover about 60% of the state's land mass. And those 17 rural electric cooperatives own Arkansas Electric Cooperative Corporation, where I work, and we are what's called the Wholesale Generation and Transmission Cooperative, G&T is the term we use, and we provide wholesale power to those 17 members who turn around and provide it to the more than a million people at the end of the line. And so what's unique about the electric cooperative model, as contrasted with different electric utility models, is it's a nonprofit way that we provide service. So the money that we earn off the sale of electricity, if we don't need it for our business, then we return it to our members, the people who own us. So in AECC's case, that's the 17 rural distribution cooperatives that serve in 74 of Arkansas' 75 counties, and then they in turn return it to their members. So it's the money that we use to run the business is, comes from our members, and when we don't need it or we have more than we need, we return it to our members.
Electrical cooperatives provide critical services to rural members, which is brought forward by the oral history documentary.
We captured stories that, but for this project, wouldn't have been captured. We've had, sadly, three people who we interviewed die in the last year. So those stories would have been lost forever if we hadn't done this project. But what all of the people interviewed, there were more than 40, all the people who were interviewed discussed the way that electrification empowered them individually, empowered their community as a whole, empowered their cities, and as a result, empowered the whole state of Arkansas, because electricity allowed people to be more comfortable in their homes. They made electricity made things like washing your clothes, cooking your food, cooling and heating your home, all of that easier. And by spending less time doing those things, people had more time to do other things, such as get additional education. It helped with farming, and so that farming became easier and they needed fewer people, or they could produce more with the same amount of effort. And so all of those things combined, which the interviewees all discuss at length, all of them had a different perspective on that, but those things combined helped the families, the individuals, and the communities overall propel their own success, develop economically, have better access to both education and healthcare services, and overall raise the standard of living in those communities.
Alexander says the project took several months to complete.
It was pretty much what we ate, slept, and breathed for a few months. And then for several months after that, it was all kind of putting together snippets from each interview, kind of writing down what we thought would be good together and kind of stringing together those narratives. And then it was all video editing from there. And we also worked to, as part of the Clinton School curriculum, we compiled a case study with some of our results and looked at some of the themes of economic and social development that we believe that electricity spurred. And that was a really cool experience.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas covered the team's expenses. Students were not paid for their effort, but they earned credit hours for their Clinton School coursework. Lori Burrow says all 18 hours of oral history will be archived for public access one day, where Arkansans can experience how the cooperative model changed the social landscape of life in rural Arkansas, and that it remains relevant as a public service to rural communities today. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can learn more about Arkansas Electric Cooperative's Oral History Project at ozarksatlarge.com.